Tom Aristoy, and this is AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. I'd like to talk to you today about an article that was written in the Grand Rapids Press and from Grand Rapids, Michigan, by a fella by the name of, I forgot his name, Stephen Cole. Mr. Cole goes on to ask several questions. The entitlement of his essay is Time to Question War on Terror. He starts out with, the September 11, 2001 attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon is beginning to smell like week-old roadkill, for it leaves a puzzling set of unanswered questions. First question he has is, where have all the terrorists gone? He goes on to say that there have been no terrorism in America in 4 years, long enough to suggest that the attack was an isolated incident whose cause is known only to a few. The government keeps saying there are terrorists in our midst, but has yet to capture one, and only one person directly linked to 9/11 was ever arrested. There's a little bit more he says on that particular topic, but it's true. I hadn't actually thought of it before. I do find it kind of odd that, you know, oh, there's so many terrorists among us, but yet we can't catch them, which would suggest that either we are extremely stupid or we're being misled by our own government, which, you know, to any of us who, especially frequency above top secret board, it really wouldn't surprise us. Second question. Despite all the talk about terrorism, why do government officials often act as if it's not a particularly urgent or important matter? The only time they seem to act like it's important or urgent is when they want more money. Then all of a sudden it's, oh my God, there's so many terrorists, we need to fight them, you know, we need $50 billion more dollars or some such number to fight them. He says, Pentagon to present the first comprehensive plan for defending U.S. soil. In 2001, the FBI vowed to build expertise in fighting terrorism, but in June 2005 admitted knowledge of the Middle East and experience in terrorism haven't been important factors in hiring or promoting agents. What does that say? There's not a lot you can say about that. It's it's ludicrous. It's absolutely asinine and insane. President Bush expressed complete surprise recently when he read in the newspaper that his Department of Homeland Security had proposed stricter controls on travel between the United States and our neighbors in this hemisphere. So even the president doesn't have a flipping clue. Then again, he never really did he? Third one, if America is ill-prepared for a hurricane, a familiar event, how can the government expect to be prepared for a terrorist attack? Actually, I think we're more prepared for a terrorist attack than we are for a hurricane. I really, really hate saying that, but it is true. Katrina is an absolute perfect example of that. Has terrorism scare been trumped up? Even the official 9/11 Commission report acknowledges that the 1997 movie Wag the Dog, which features a president who fakes a war to divert attention from other issues, raised questions about events that led... need another page here. Sorry about that. That led to 9/11. In a survey taken in Germany, 30% of people under 30 said they believe it possible America ordered up the 9/11 attack to provide justification for going to war in Iraq. That one, I sincerely doubt. I don't know, maybe it's just wishful thinking. I don't trust our government, not in the least. However, I do not personally believe that they would go that far. Maybe they knew it was coming, maybe they didn't. Doesn't really matter. But they have absolutely used it to their own advantage, to their own means, to strip us of a lot of our liberties that we pay taxes to have. A lot of you will come back and say, oh yeah, some things have to be taken away so we can be safe. And to a certain point, yeah, but how much? And how effective? you know, a lot of the things that have been taken or changed haven't made us any safer because they're not evenly implemented. It's a spotty basis. It's touch and go. It's hit and miss. It's ludicrous. Again, I like that word, and I'll be using it a lot. This is my first podcast on here, but it will not be my last. Okay, let's see. Has the scare been sustained because it is useful to special interests? Yes, I absolutely, completely, and totally agree with that. You know, a lot of businesses are going after this and keeping it going and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Why? Because they're making money off it. My wife just said last night, you know, money's the root of all evil. I don't believe that. I believe money is a piece of paper, a piece of metal. It's people's own humanity that's screwing it up. To them, they think money is an actual thing of worth, a thing that gives them power. And, I mean, a lot of people, especially most of the bosses I've ever worked for, need power, want power, must have power. You know, what are you going to do? You need the money to survive, to feed your family. But at the same time, just the whole idea of the monetary system is corrupting. And that's where these companies are coming from. There is more questions on here, but I am limited to 2 megabytes, and I'm coming up on almost 7 minutes. I'm noticing most of the podcasts are anywhere from 4 to 8 minutes, so I'm going to end this, submit it, and see if I get any replies.